I'm trying to find out where the problem is here. So anyway, I think that's a good answer to my question. Thank you.
Okay. One thing I want to clarify is legislators do this a lot too. They say this is just a technical bill and it's really not going to change much, and it might. So the point that I'm trying to get at here is it actually is precedent setting. You're making a distinction. You're trying to lump it into this notion that you've used it in the past, therefore it's not precedent setting. The point is that it is precedent setting with respect to large construction bids. It is precedent setting. In fact, this is the first time you've used it, and you use it stating that there was a specific special need, but yet maybe didn't state it or did state it. We haven't gotten an answer to that question yet. So it is precedent setting, and so that's my point in bringing that up. Is that we are kind of going into uncharted territory. That's not to say that going there should make us afraid or unwilling to go. It's that it's further reason for us to really scrutinize where it is that we're going. I, in particular, whenever I hear somebody say expressions like, well, we'll only use it when special needs arise, that makes me nervous because it sounds very subjective. So I think that's something, if I could make a suggestion, that if you're going to outline a policy for best value, that you identify what special needs mean, and that that's a part of the bid that you put out, that it says this is being bid as a best value project because of this particular special need. That's my suggestion.
I think that's an excellent suggestion.
Thank you.
I did not mean to imply that this is not precedent setting. This is the first time that the university has used this for construction procurement. We have used it in the past on other procurements.
Correct.
Non-construction.
Correct. Okay. Anything further?
No. Thank you. Thank them for your testimony.
Yeah. We appreciate it, and I hope that you, all of you online from the university and contractors, subcontractors, we really appreciate your time today, and we hope that you understand that the tone of our questioning is not to pick one side or the other, but that we're trying to help bring all the stakeholders together and work through some of the problems that are out there. So we look forward to continuing to monitor the progress of this, and thanks for your time today. With that, the meeting is adjourned.